Bird is teaching much better than I could. I'm sure they got it wrong when they say that Saint Francis was preaching to the birds. Of course, he was listening to the birds. They don't need preaching to. Such a divine sound. And such a wonderful, exquisite balance between stillness and sound. The bird knows about balance. There's always quite a long gap. And then the next sound comes out of the stillness, and it's always fresh and new. It's never a repetition of the previous sound with this bird. This is why it's so amazing. And that would be enough. If you had that around as your teacher, what else do you need? The bird is teaching the balance between form and formless. That's the art of living. To live in both dimensions, sound and stillness, form and formless, things and no-thingness. In this teaching, the dimension of stillness, of the formless, is emphasized because the entire civilization is lost in form, in things, in objects, in thoughts. The entire civilization is lost in that dimension of things that includes thoughts. And that's why there is a particular emphasis in this teaching on that which is missing. Balance needs to reestablish itself because no civilization can survive without the balance between form and formless. Now, everybody has form already, more than enough. That's why this teaching isn't based on knowledge or new facts, interesting facts, new information.